I can kind of remember we dispatched the last box out of the old facility at like 3 p.m. and by 5 p.m. we were operational in the next kitchen. It was like, it was crazy. It was nuts. And we're 24 hour a day business. So we had to like keep operating in the night, but it happened. That was one of those cases where my husband's skill set really came into a...
Welcome back to the My First Business podcast. This is a mini episode where I take some of the best parts of my interviews with phenomenal entrepreneurs and chop it up for you like a snack.
Let's talk about funding and investors. I know you bootstrapped your business for a while, right? So how many years did you bootstrap it for now then?
We bootstrapped from 2015 to we got funded between 2019, early 2020. So 4 years, roughly.
Why go for funding, firstly, if there's any specific reason? And secondly, how has your life changed after that? How has business and life changed?
Yeah, so we went for funding because we were at a pivotal moment in our business where we were either going to, we had proof of concept, it was working, but in order to really scale, we needed to leap forward, and it took an amount of capital. So in our case, we were in a tiny facility and we needed to move into a much bigger facility, and in order to fit that out and to make the move, we needed a substantial amount of money. And on top of that, we felt like we really knew what worked for what customer, and so we wanted to put a lot behind the sales and marketing of that particular division, which at the time was corporates. Now, that was end of 2019. We were going to invest heavily into corporates. We all know what happened in 2020. We talked about that earlier. So that was the reason. You know, we felt like taking in some money, we could create something much bigger, and the opportunity for all of us would be much bigger than was.
Were you in a grow or die phase?
No, like? We would have just coasted. And okay. I didn't start this business to coast, right? I've got bigger ambitions than that, or we all as a group have bigger ambitions than that. Mm-hmm. So we were able to successfully fundraise towards the end of 2019, execute the move into the new facility. Yeah. I think we moved over, like, I can kind of remember, we dispatched the last box out of the old facility at like 3 p.m. and by 5 p.m. we were operational in the next kitchen. It was like, it was crazy. It was nuts. And we're 24 hour a day business. So we had to like keep operating in the night, but it happened. That was one of those cases where my husband's skill set really came into a, became so important because the gut wouldn't have done that. Yeah. That took meticulous planning. So we moved over and we started our new facility. We were, you know, wanted to really grow more into healthy snacking on top of fruit, servicing many more corporates. Of course, we've talked about the pivot that we had to make in 2020 towards homes. But the business wouldn't be where it is today without that money. We have grown a lot as a result of it, not necessarily in the ways that we planned for the reasons we've outlined, but we have a much stronger business now. And we still have like a big, we have a lot of plans on where we're still going to go. Now we're kind of back into the corporate mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In terms of, you asked, the other question you asked was, how's my life changed?
Yeah.
So the way that we fundraise is slightly different, right? We went through Eureka, which is an equity crowdfunding platform. Okay. So we actually have 40 investors that each gave different size tickets. Mm-hmm. But as a collective, the shareholding is quite split. So the board is actually still the same partners as it was previously. Huh, okay. So I
don't get any voting rights, these investors. Right.
So I feel like I have a lot more cheerleaders, a lot more people I can call for help, but I can still maintain the creativity and the way that I ran my business before. So I was able to both raise funds, but keep what was important to me about the business.
What's the name of this platform?
It's called Eureka.
Eureka. And would you get like a message board on there where people can hear from you? Like, how do you keep your investors up to date? How do they stay in touch with you?
So it's a newsletter that we send every half a year. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they can write back and ask questions or request a call. Yeah.
Huh. And anything significantly good come out of any conversations with any of these investors?
Yeah. So some of our investors are in Saudi Arabia. Right now we're only in the UAE. Mm. We have plans to move part of our business into Saudi. maybe if I come back next year, I can talk to you about that.
Yeah. Is this before the pop-up in Times Square or after?
After. We got to get that done first. So, you know, having someone on the ground who's part of your business, who's giving you, like, who's in your corner, it's a big deal.
All right, that's all, folks. I hope you enjoyed that teaser. I think you will love the full episode. I'll leave the links in the description below, or you can head on over to my website. It's nparvaiz.com. Before you head off, I have just one more question to ask you. Why haven't you subscribed yet?